Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Dan Williams, MLA for Peace River, and also the province's Minister of Municipal Affairs. Yes, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Very happy to, pal. I'm just on the road, and I'm real glad to join you.
All righty. Well, speaking of roads, that's one of the first things we want to touch on here today is, well, here in Peace River, we're seeing some work finally happening for the first time in a little while on the refurbishment of the old bridge project. And I've also noticed some new signage on the West Hill from the province on that. So what are kind of the things you could tell us about what's happening with that project?
Yeah, that's right. And I'm glad to see it moving forward. After there were deficiencies in the contract work that we had for the last contractor to upgrade the bridge, we're back on track. So it'll take two construction seasons to get done. And I'm looking forward to having two fully functional bridges in Peace River again. So the RFP and the tender's all finished. Work has started again. This full construction season and next one. And then we'll be done in the fall of 2027.
Certainly a lot of people looking forward to seeing that get done. Now, speaking of bridges, another topic I wanted to bring up with you here today is certainly up in the Lacrete area, the where Tompkins Landing, where the ferry and / ice bridge normally is. I know the province wants to get a bridge built there. What's kind of the latest on what's happening with that one?
Well, I was still working with Treasury Board and Transportation on what that could look like. And obviously, we want to be in partnership with the Paddle Prairie Métis settlement, if we do go forward on that. It's a huge opportunity for opening up economic corridors, an alternate recourse if there are disasters in the area, to have some way to get from Lacrete at high level and Paddle Prairie and Manning across the river, no matter what the weather is. It would be important. But also, it's an opportunity for us to be able to connect within our constituency between different communities. So there's still work happening in terms of figuring out the details. Cost of construction has continued to go up. So has the supply chain broadly with the cost and delivery of supplies. So we're seeing where we land on that. In the previous budget, I think it would have been 2021, we had set aside close to $200 million for that, for what would be a toll-based infrastructure, meaning if you're going to be industry crossing that bridge, you would have to pay for its use. And if you're a private citizen passing at a much lower rate, you would as well. But we're still working on those details, and hopefully we can proof that concept that just like any other jurisdiction where we couldn't fail the infrastructure, otherwise toll-based infrastructure is a good alternative.
Now, let's shift gears to another topic that's been a lot of people around the province have had thoughts on. Now, we know Premier Daniel Smith has talked lots about having a strong Alberta in a united Canada, but of course there's lots of people out there that like to use a certain word starting with the letter S on things in the province, and I know you've been in the middle of some of those debates in the legislature on that separatist topic. Yes, why don't you tell us kind of some of the thoughts on that you have on that situations that are out there?
Well, I love my province. I love my country. I love my home. I grew up in Alberta and Canada, and I want to continue to be in Alberta and Canada. I think that Canada was a great country and has the possibility again. For decades now, we've seen people that degradate what Canada is and where it came from. My grandfather and grandmother on both sides of the family, they came to Alberta looking for an opportunity within Canada to start a family, to set up a farm, to show the next generation, their children and their grandchildren, what opportunities there are. And I think when we talk down Canada, when we attack our history and our heritage, when individuals in public life call Canada structurally racist and lower the flag for 6 months of the year, when they change the words for the national anthem, I think that they're trying to bury the history, this great history of who we are as a country. I'm not giving up on that yet. And so because I love my home, I'm going to continue to defend it. I think that the MOU that the Premier is working on shows that there's an opportunity for us to get oil to Tidewater. I think that there continues to be a need for Alberta within Canada and Alberta within the world, delivering the most responsible delivery of energy resources anywhere in the world. I'm proud of the Peace River constituency for the work we do to that end. So I'm proud of my country, and I want to continue to work to that end. And I understand the frustrations people have. It's not coming out of nowhere. Whether it's an economic frustration, talk about over $600 billion of transfer payments and equalization coming out of Alberta. We want a fair say in how our country's run. Or you talk about the attack on our institutions and our heritage. and what has made Canada so great. I think what's made Canada so absolutely wonderful are those pioneering virtues, those northern virtues that Peace River displays so well. And there are parts of our society that want to attack those virtues, that want to attack this sense of entrepreneurialism and pioneer and the sense of community that has built Canada. They've been successful for decades in attacking what our country was built on. I think if we're going to continue to remain a country, we have to return to those northern virtues, the true north, strong and free again.
Another thing I want to touch on is a bill that you were part of in the legislature recently is with regards to books in libraries. Specifically, this has been a thing that the province has been working on about trying to make sure that sexual images, shall we say, aren't being out there for minors to access. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the bill on that and what's happening there?
Right. Bill 28 is a bill I brought forward into the legislature and amends a number of acts, the Municipal Government Act, the Housing Act, and also, importantly, the Libraries Act, as you mentioned. It's a very simple and reasonable position that if there are explicit graphic and pornographic images and books in a publicly funded library, then those books need to be held behind the counter so that children can't fall and happen upon them. There's a lot of research that shows, plus every parent's reasonable instinct that says, children 7 years old, for example, shouldn't be consuming pornographic and really like adult sexual images. They can have a lot of negative effects on them. Of course, I could tell you and cite all the literature and the research that shows it, but of course, Peace River parents know this as well to be the case. So we're going to say that no books are removed, but instead, if they're explicit, they have to be behind the counter. If parents say that they want their kids to have access to those books, fill your boots. That is your choice as a parent. But I don't want kids under 16 happening upon those books by accident in the public libraries. So that's the policy that we're moving forward. And I think it's very reasonable. I don't know who would oppose that and want children as young as, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 to have access to pornography in our public libraries. But Bill 28 does more than that. It also works on the Counselor Accountability Framework within the Municipal Government Act that says that if there's an egregious abuse of the role in their behavior as an elected municipal counselor, that there will be a process, with an independent process for sorting that out. It also says that there's going to be a municipal sunshine list. So just like provincially, if you're making over a threshold, I think it's $130,000, then that's going to be public information. And it's your rate-paying taxpayers that provide money to municipalities. So anyone making that amount and more is going to, by law now, because of what we'll pass in the legislature, have to let the ratepayers know where the money's going. This is about public accountability. And it also does work around municipal viability. So we need to have a conversation as a province about the viability and strong municipalities. I want to see municipalities continue to grow, but we have to be honest with ourselves in terms of what that requires for a tax base, in terms of efficiencies that can happen when you unite municipalities together. And so what I've done in the proposal that I have in front of the legislature is say that we will continue to hold a vote for viability of local municipalities, but in the end, it will be a decision of the government with the Minister of Municipal Affairs that decides whether or not to accept that vote. Because we can't have municipalities in and out of viability over and over again. This is about providing efficient and effective and responsibly providing core services to ratepayers. Every one of the families listening pay their municipal taxes. They want that to be delivered fairly and efficiently, and they want a say in how that happens. So we have to have that adult conversation with the province in terms of what challenges we're facing across really small populations of municipalities and how we deal with that going forward.
And finally, whenever I have guests here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we like to add a little personal question to the politicians. Chris, we're coming up, kind of spring, summer. You know, maybe some people may be planning some... Yeah, I know. People maybe planning some vacations, and I'm big on, trying to get people around to different parts of our province. So, let's play a bit of a salesman role here. What are kind of some things in this Peace River constituency that you, some other people in the province might want to come up here and check out?
The JetBoat races, I think they're in July every year. They are absolutely incredible. Nothing better than a late night in northern Peace Country on the river with the sun setting. Absolutely incredible opportunity. I'd say the North Peace Stampede in Grimshaw and La Cardinal is just terrific. I know my grandfather used to support that when he was a businessman around Berwyn. and I have a big heart for that. The Lacrete Field of Dreams Rodeo, of course. And I'd say any chance you get to go in the backcountry anywhere across our constituency is incredible. Now, I thank goodness that we're having a slow melt of all this snow, and hopefully we can dodge any kind of disaster season with floods. I'm feeling very good that we have a lot of moisture right now when it comes to the fire season. But I'd say if we dodge those bullets, get on out in that backcountry, everyone. It is gorgeous. It's the reason we love to live, work, and play in Peace Country. It's the kind of thing folks living in downtown Edmonton can't even dream of having access to. So whatever your particular pleasure is, enjoy it outdoors in Peace Country over the summer.
Well, hopefully we get a lot of people checking that out. Eddie Howe, Dan Williams, MLA for Peace River, the province's Municipal Affairs Minister. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Devin. Chat with you. Pardon me, Kyle. Good chatting with you. Talk to you soon.